What is going on, everybody? Happy Monday.
It's Monday.
Monday. My name is Nick.
Good job.
Hi. I'm the host of this show.
Also correct.
Chrissy, my producer.
Also correct.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, guys. Welcome to an episode of Ask Nick. Glad you guys can join us. Once again, we're on the streak of like 50 great episodes.
I'm like, no. Everyone really becomes vulnerable and sends us their questions. Yeah. And I'm so thankful. It's a really great way to get to know the audience.
So we don't want to waste too much of your time. We'll get right to the callers. Just a couple quick notes. Don't forget to send your questions at asknick@castme.com.
Yep.
You guys know how much this particular show means to me, so we always sincerely appreciate your reviews. Hopefully, I appreciate you guys taking the time. So go ahead and give us 5 stars. You don't even have to write a review, but if you want to, you can. But we do appreciate it. Subscribe if you're checking us out the first time. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday. Chriselle from Selling Sunset and now Dancing with the Stars is here to talk about her entire life.
All of it.
With us.
It'll be magic.
So make sure to tune in on Wednesday. And without further ado, let's get to the callers.
Question time with Nick. Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
How's it going?
Hi. I'm Cassidy. I'm 24. So I'll give you some background. I've been seeing this guy consistently for about a month now. We hang out like once or twice a week. We go on dates. I've met his friends. He's met mine, etc. So we had sex for the first time on our third date. And that's been like a consistent part of our relationship ever since then. The first time we hooked up, he made no effort to reciprocate oral sex. Something at the time where I was like, we were drunk, we were excited, made an excuse for him, maybe that would change. Flash forward to now, where it's been like a month and a half, 2 months. He's still never reciprocated, even when I've like brought it up jokingly, like mentioned it in casual conversation. He also does know this is like the only way I can get off. So, and I think when I mentioned that to him, he said something douchey like, well, I could change that or something like that in the moment. But yeah.
No, you can't.
I'm pretty sure that was his response. So now it just feels like he's a nice guy and everything, but now it just feels like every time we have like any type of sexual encounter, it just seems like he's kind of there like just to get his, and it kind of just feels like I'm being used after. Like he never really checks in to see if I'm enjoying what's going on. And yeah, it just seems like nothing's really changing with this.
How long have you been dating for?
We probably started going on dates casually. Like it's still very new, but probably like 2 months ago.
What do you like about him?
I like everything else about him besides this aspect. I think he's a cool guy. If it was like, I definitely want to keep seeing him, which is the reason I'm even going to try to have this conversation, because obviously like some guys, I've had guys before be like, oh, I'm saving that for marriage or for a girl I'm in love with. Like he's never said anything.
Go down on a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
that. Yes, wait. I've had guys say that to me before.
So they're fine with getting their dick sucked, but like they're saving a girl out for marriage?
Yep. And those guys, I stopped.
So disappointed in men.
That's so ridiculous.
I mean, he's 26, so like I don't know. That's like there's no excuse really at this point. But like he's
all right. Going forward, if this ever happens, laugh in their face.
Oh, I do. Guys that have said that to me, I do laugh in their face. This is just someone who
marry those guys.
Okay.
definitely not.
So you've been dating for a few months. You hang out a few times a week. What are your mm-hmm. okay? Minus the sex part. What like where do you want to see this go? You know, do you want to define the relationship? Like, you know, kind of thing. What do you want?
At this point, I think it's still a little premature for that. But the fact that I like everything else about him, like we get along, we vibe well, we have good chemistry. And it's just this one thing where I thought like, okay, if I bring it up jokingly, like he'll get it. Or if I like explicitly say it, he'll get it. And like, no. And so I don't know if he's just like inherently like a selfish person in the bedroom. He doesn't seem to be in other aspects of his life. Or if he had a bad experience, or he doesn't know if he's good at it. I don't know what it is, but I wanted to know, like, from a male perspective, what would be, like, the best way to have this conversation for it to be, like, most effective. Or maybe he just can't change.
Well, every guy is different, right? So,
right.
But, so, here's what I think you should do, is knowing that every guy is different, and I can tell you what I would do or what would work for me, but I'm not every guy, so who knows, and I don't know this guy. So with that being said, I think you should just do how do you feel like you should communicate? You know what I'm saying? How would you communicate with him how you want to communicate with a potential boyfriend or husband? Communicate with him with, you know what I'm saying? Like, set an expectation of how you want to communicate. If he doesn't receive the information well, the way you want to communicate, that might be like another indication he's not your guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And is this like a conversation that's you think would be most effective, like in the moment? Or I honestly don't want to. I feel like I can be kind of abrasive at times, and I don't think coming at it from like an accusatory way would be the best approach.
Yeah, you don't have to accuse. Listen, maybe give it a couple more shots in the moment of like asking him to go down on you. In the moment, and in like a hot, sexy way, you know, baby, I don't know how you want to do it.
So hot and so sexy,
but like you're doing it and you're just like it's kind of hot, at least I think, in the moment where
it is.
I think the word please is a very hot thing in bed, not because you're like, please do this for me, but you're like, please, you make me feel good. I want you to make me feel good. Please do this. Oh, I feel good. Thank you. Kind of, you know, right?
It's so like they're begging for it.
Yeah, that's kind of hot. So if you're just like, oh, I want you to do this because you're like, And if he's like, nah, then, you know, then at that point after, you know what I'm saying? Then it's just like, nah, we need to have a conversation. Give him an opportunity to not make you have a abrasive come to Jesus conversation. But it sounds like you've made some attempts. Maybe I don't think jokes and passive aggressive are great ways of communicating stuff like this. So in the moment, yes, try to encourage him to do what you want. If he doesn't, because like that's like a no-brainer. It should be a no-brainer. People are like, do this for me, do this for me. And wanting to please the other person is like how people have good sex, right? And if one person is not interested in doing the things that make you feel good, that's a big problem. It's not a little problem. It's a big problem, right? So, and big problems sometimes need to have tough conversations. So let's assume he doesn't do the thing you ask him to do in the heat of the moment. Then you have to be like level with him. I really like you. I like a lot of things about you. I kind of want to see this going, but it feels to me, because I know this because I've asked you to do it and you don't do it, that you're not interested in doing the things I want to do. And I'm just curious as to why. And if he's like, well, I don't really like doing that, fair on his point of view, you're just like, well, I really like having that done to me. It's a big deal. I like getting off in sex. And the fact that you're not interested in doing that for me bugs me. And I'm okay with saying that that's a non-negotiable for me. And the non-negotiable is like someone like, as you say, who's like not selfish in bed. That matters. You know?
I agree. And I will say, like, update since I wrote the email, I did say it in the moment at one point, and he made an effort for about 15 seconds, I'd say, and then stopped. And I was like, okay, I don't know if that's progress or if you're just like throwing me a bone or...
He clearly isn't comfortable with it. And that doesn't mean he sucks. There could be he's just not comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have to have honest conversations about sex. There's things that as a couple, and you're not a couple yet, that you just talk about, like, how we can make this experience enjoyable for the both of us. And there's, you know, but you need to be able to have a conversation with someone you're wanting to date about these things. And a lot of people don't have these conversations.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable having them. I just, like I said, like, I've written guys off in the past for that reason alone, because I'm like, okay, it's just whatever. But every other area, he seems to be a great guy. He seems to not be a selfish guy. So it's like, I wanted to give him a pass. And I'm like, okay, well, now have I waited too long? Because now we've been, like, seeing each other and sleeping together for a couple months now. So now he might be like, this came out of nowhere. But
what's his dating history?
I think he's, like, kind of had a few short-term relationships here and there. I don't know. I mean, I think he, like, dates girls for, like, a couple months on and off. But I think he's, like, a relationship guy. Like, he likes that title. And I feel like maybe this would be moving in that direction. But it would be an absolutely deal-breaker if, like, this wouldn't change. So I feel like I have to bring it up now. And maybe it's, like, I waited a little too long, but...
I mean, at the end of the day, he either wants to be good in bed or he doesn't. And a lot of guys think they're amazing because of, like, their magic dicks or something. I don't know. But the reality is, if they're not paying attention and listening and hearing what their partner is saying, and then when they are literally told what they like, putting some real effort into doing the thing that they're, then they don't, then they're not good in bed. It's just that simple. Half the battle is giving a shit, wanting to be good, not thinking you're good. There's a difference, and I feel like a lot of guys struggle with that. But fine, yeah, it's not, you're not shallow, and you're not wrong for thinking this is a non-negotiable. Like, oh, everything's great, but this is a big fucking deal. You know, this is not like he, like, oh God, it's really annoying. He doesn't like put his underwear in the hamper, and I have to do that. That's something you can, like. I leave cabinet doors open. There's people I have dated. It really fucking annoys them.
Oh, that would annoy the hell out of me.
And I'm just like, listen, I'll do my best.
No.
But if you want to date me, this may never get fully great. Horrible. But I'll do my best.
Such a pet peeve.
Yeah, no, I get it. Again, and I'm owning
so
it.
Horrible.
That might be something you can get over. It might not. But all I'm saying is the bedroom, being someone who's a giver and is a... That's a legitimate thing. I don't care how many doors he holds open for you and how polite he is and if he's good to his mom. If he doesn't want to, like, you know, go.
No, I agree. I feel like if I told a guy, like, we can date, we have this, we can have an amazing relationship. The only thing, you will never have an orgasm. any dude would be like,
fuck
and
you.
For that reason, I'm out. Yeah, they'd be like, absolutely not. But for some reason, like, I don't know, is this something that someone can change about? Do you think he's going to hear me and change? Or do you think he's like 26 years old at this point?
He's only 26. I mean, listen, if he's going to change, it's because he thinks he's good. Mm-hmm. And he's not. And it's because he's mature enough and open enough to accept that reality, knowing that if he wants to be good, he can change that. He can fix this problem. Right.
Right.
If he's too prideful and immature to, like, instead of, and get kind of almost gaslight you and being like, well, maybe you just don't know how to, like, appreciate my dick, then he won't change.
Right. And that's what I feel like now.
And the only way to figure that out is to maybe just have an honest conversation with him and see how he handles it. That'll tell you a lot about whether he's worth your investment in time moving forward.
Right. So you think it's best to, in the moment, try again?
Sure. I mean, it doesn't hurt you to try one more time to see if he's interested in getting you off. Mm-hmm. I personally think it's hot for a girl to be like, I want you to make me come, do this. If a woman tells a guy, I want you to make me come, and then shows them how to do it, and they're not interested in doing that, that's a big fucking problem. Because I personally think that's kind of hot. And I think there's a lot of guys out there.
I think it's hot the reverse.
I think a lot of guys, And I think there's a lot of guys out there who do want to do that.
And I agree. And
the ones who don't, you know, I think women probably should start feeling more comfortable telling them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not making excuses for them. Give them an opportunity to want to be better. Sure. Because you're right. There's a lot of our society doesn't do a good job for both men and women to, like, feel comfortable enough about being honest to let them know that, like, you know, slamming your dick in some girl and making him choke because porn says to isn't the best way of getting them off, right? So I'm just saying, like, and some guys are opening to wanting to be better. And so give him an opportunity, but if he doesn't receive constructive criticism in a non-attacking way, then it's not going to get better. And you know, don't make excuses for him. I like having energy. I do.
Do you?
Sometimes I don't always have the best energy. And I'll tell you what, as I'm sure you guys know this, what you eat in your diet plays a big role.
Yeah.
And energy. And what I've been using Noom for.
Noom.
Because they do a lot of great things with their, for your diet. But they've been helping me have the proper diet to maximize the energy I have so that I can stay active.
Yeah. They help you learn about the psychology of your habits.
Yeah. Which I think is very interesting and helpful. So I've learned a lot of great things. It's a very user-friendly app that they have. So I'm using it for energy. People use it for, you know, weight loss, sometimes weight gain. Just a better information about
how your diet, habits,
your habits, your daily life. And so they have such great information in there. A lot of people are loving it. Food logging, certain lessons. They give you social examples.
You could do it in 10 minutes or less a day. It
goes a long way to just understanding better habits that you have.
Yeah.
Noom. It's great. Check it out. And I'm loving it. It's been really helpful for me. If you just want to feel better about your overall health and well-being, Noom is a great place to start.
Yeah.
And listen, I love that they set this tone, which is no food is good or bad or off limits.
Yeah.
No. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Shavings make a pile. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/VIALL. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/VIALL to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/VIALL. Hey, I like really stylish, affordable furniture. How about you?
I do as well. Modern furniture.
I like it for the inside. I like it for the outside. Article does great things for both.
Yeah.
I have an amazing Article couch. It's brilliant.
I mean, I see it on your Instagram on the constant.
Yeah. Listen, the online shopping experience at Article can't be beat. They have a bunch of great styles, all sorts of modern, cool looking furniture, both for your inside and outside needs. I highly recommend you checking it out.
And their exchanges is really easy.
It's super easy. Again, the buying process is magical. If for some reason you don't love your Article couch, which will be shocking, they will exchange it for you. We'll come and take it, bring you something you like. It's amazing. A lot of people are loving it. Article's newest collection is perfect to match to your curated selection of art and artifacts that define your space. A calm and muted palette comes together with high quality textures and materials that draw the eye and entice the sense of touch.
Ooh.
Keep your eyes peeled for inspiration featuring Article's newest looks. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Go to article.com/VIALL and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/VIALL to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, and I'm fully prepared, like I said, to walk away if like nothing changes. I just thought, like, since he just in every other aspect is a good guy, like, I'm going to give it a chance to like at least have this conversation. Like, who knows if he'll be mature enough to like not get offended, or I don't know. I don't know what his hang up's going to be, but
Every other thing is great, but it's people say it all the time. It's like, he's so great. I mean, he robs banks. But he's great. Other than that, like, that would be kind of the thing you're not okay with, you know? Like, and honestly, like, I kind of feel like him unwilling to go down on you is worse than him robbing banks. it's a crime.
So if things don't change and it's for this reason that I'm going to cut communication off with this guy or just move on, should I give him a reason or should I just say,
it's like, you don't want to eat my pussy. Feels legitimate to me.
You don't want to give me an orgasm also works.
I mean, I feel like you can hold your head high knowing that's why you ended a relationship.
Yeah.
Not interested in giving me an orgasm. I don't know.
Gotta go.
And maybe.
Yeah.
maybe I'll make him better for the next one.
Yeah, you know, you might.
Yeah.
It seems to be a case in a lot of my relationships.
I don't feel like you need to be ashamed for or feel guilty that you ended a relationship as a result of that.
Well, I really appreciate it. All love right. hearing from a guy's perspective. Maybe he can change, maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. But don't waste much more time trying to get him to change. He either is or he's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much. Right. I really appreciate
Take
it.
Take care.
It's very helpful.
All right. How's it going?
Good. Hi, I'm Andrea and I'm 29.
Hi, Andrea, 29. How can I help?
So I've been, hi, by the way. So I've been single for almost, basically a year, a little over a year now. And I was in a 6-year fairly toxic relationship, so I'm happy to be out of it. So I'm back in the dating game. And, you know, I did the whole rebound thing, you know, hardcore rebound and friends with benefits, you know, ghosted, been ghosted.
Great. All part of the journey.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I obviously spent a lot of, you know, time and COVID happened. So there's been some breaks and stuff. So I'm trying to I'm finally in the place mentally and emotionally that I'm trying to move towards a relationship rather than just sex. So I guess I'm just finding it difficult to make that clear.
To the people you're dating?
Well, I mean, my profile say it. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong place, but I mean, even going on dates, I've made it clear, you know, towards the end before COVID, I made it clear, you know, I'm not going to sleep with you on the first date. And, you know, and then they, you know, there's one date and then they, poof, they're gone.
Why do you feel the need on these first dates to say, I'm not going to be sleeping with you? I don't think I've ever been on a first date where girls felt the need to say that to me.
I guess it's also, so there's two parts to the question is, I feel when you start talking to someone, sorry, my cat's meowing. When you start talking to someone, conversation turns very sexual very quickly. And, you know, especially if you don't meet them sooner rather than later, the conversation, it's just what's your favorite position? Or, you know, getting to know someone turns that sexual route. And so then there's also the pressure to feel need to be all right, I want to take it slow. It's just something I've felt the need to have to, maybe I'm meeting the wrong men.
It could be a combination of a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
But you are in the driver's seat here of your dating experience.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people sometimes forget about that, right? And you are navigating this, and it's been a year. A year's not that long, especially coming out of a 6-year relationship. And as you said, some of that time was you kind of figuring things out, just really not even maybe even looking for a serious relationship, just kind of being single, and then, you know, COVID, mm-hmm. quarantine, all things like that. But now that you are, again, I've said this before, try not to put so much pressure on yourself to make, you know, it's like, oh, now I'm ready to be in a relationship again. Great. That still might take some time, right? It's not like, okay, well, and I'm going to find a guy in a couple weeks. I'm a sexual guy. I like talking about sex with people on dates, whatever. But there is a time and a place for that. And you mm-hmm. want to also gauge the conversation of the person you're having with. I still feel like there should never be a time on a first date where you feel like you have to give them a warning or a heads up of just so you know, I'm not going to sleep with you. Even if the conversation turns sexual. There is this new Netflix documentary about barbecuing and meat. And it's amazing. Go check it out. I forgot the name, but it's incredible. And they talk about how important high quality meat is into the deliciousness or not thereof of your dinners. And I'll tell you what, ButcherBox is amazing for that very thing. So whether you want a barbecue, you want to grill a steak, bacon, turkey.
Do you have a favorite cut of steak?
I'm a ribeye guy or a New York strip. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have the highest quality, 100% grass-fed finished beef from free-range organic chickens as well, heritage-bred pork, or wild-caught salmon at the grocery store. Highest quality meats and proteins. Yep. I love it. They make it super easy and convenient. It delivers right to your door. It's amazing. And I can't tell you, if you want to have the best quality and the healthiest type of protein, ButcherBox is where it's at. Right now, ButcherBox is offering new members ground beef for life. And that is a long fucking time.
Like so many burgers.
That's 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription.
Sloppy
Unreal.
Jokes.
Just go to butcherbox.com/VIALL. That's butcherbox.com/VIALL.
Pasta with meat sauce.
I'm a side sleeper, for those of you dying to know. I like to sleep on my side.
I think about that all the time. I woke up this morning being like,
little
I
spoon.
Wonder how Nick sleeps. Are you on the inside of the spoon or the outside spoon?
I'm all over, baby. Anyway, we spend a lot of time sleeping, for those of you who don't realize that. And you might as well be super comfortable and also have the appropriate firmness for even doing things like not in bed that are not requiring sleep, like sex. Anyway, I love my midnight mattress that I got from Helix. It's such a great shopping experience. You take a quick 2-minute quiz that let you know, you tell them your needs. They're like, this is the perfect mattress for you. It's like fun. And then you're like, this is the perfect mattress for me. And then it's amazing. Also know that in 2019, 2020, by GQ and Wired Magazine were awarded the number one best overall mattress. Amazing.
Amazing.
People are loving it. Check it out. It's super affordable. Super affordable.
Super affordable.
In the meantime, if you're looking for a mattress, check out helixsleep.com/VIALL. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. The best sleep of your life, people. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/VIALL. That's helixsleep.com/VIALL for up to $200 off. Sure. Where are you having these first dates?
Out. Dinner.
Okay, so you can't have sex at a bar or on the street. Ideally, not. Maybe you can, but you're probably not going to. You know what I'm saying? So, like, can't that first date just end? Right? Maybe a kiss or maybe not even a kiss. There is something about when I think it's great that women speak up about like setting expectations and boundaries. But there is something to be said about like, why are you saying that? Because some guys, you're right. Some of these guys that you're saying to here, I'm guessing they're probably definitely in it for the sex and maybe they need to hear that. Fine. Or two, they're just like, what? I thought we were just talking about sex. I mean, like, I don't find, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes then you can get defensive. Like, why am I making you, like, am I giving you the wrong signal? We're talking about sex. Why are you, like, why at a bar on a first date are you feeling like you need to let me know? Am I making you feel uncomfortable kind of thing? And that can happen, right? And then I can see why they're just like, oh, why is she saying that, right? So, and again, even the guys who you think are expecting sex, if you are in a safe place, why do you need to like say that? Yeah, you could just not have sex and maybe, you could not put yourself, not go home, like, listen, if you want to, if you're on a first date, you are feeling like you want to keep the night going and you want to go back to your place or his place, but you still don't want to have sex. Fine, I can see yourself setting some up for an expectation. I think that's good to say that. But maybe if you feel like you're getting yourself in this position, just don't do that. Wait for the second date to go home on the night before. Take things slow. It is a first date. You still barely know them. So if you don't want to sleep with them, again, I'm not saying that if you go to their place, you have to give it up or you're setting expectation, they're going to expect it. But if you are feeling like this is getting into a situation where you have to bring this up, just don't go home with them the first night,
I mean, I definitely figured that out fairly quickly, to not go home or don't let them pick me up or drop me off.
So you're doing these little things, and you're right, there's definitely hookup culture. You're definitely, if you go on dates, you're a handful of these guys are probably going to make you feel and are just maybe in it for the hookup, and you're just going to have to navigate that while you look for your guy. I just don't want you to get so on edge about this where it feels like you have your guard up about not wanting to have sex with every guy you go on a date with. Some of these guys who may not be like I mean, like, you know, most guys are open to having sex on the first date if you want to.
Most guys?
But
just a couple.
But that does, there's a lot of guys who are like totally fine with not. And there have been, I've been on plenty of dates where I think I'm sexually attracted to her, I'm into her, and this, it just doesn't, you know, where it's not even a first kiss. I might even want to kiss her, but it just doesn't seem like there's that moment where I want to force it, or, you know. So, you know, how you kind of navigate these conversations. I mean, and again, talking about, also, like, first dates, again, I'm a sexual guy. I like talking about sex, but maybe save that for a second date or a third date, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't initiate the sexual conversations. Like, I try to take it fairly slow.
Well, if a guy on a first date is asking about your favorite position, it's just like, it's like, oh, really? Is it happening organically, or are they just dropping it out of nowhere?
I mean, the conversations on the dates aren't. Like, I went out with one guy, and it seemed like a very texting sexual conversation. And, you know, he wanted to go on a date earlier rather than later. So, you know, well, because he was excited to kiss me or something. And it's just like, that's great. Like,
I think it's a safe assumption that if in a text, especially if you're meeting on a dating app, if he turned sexual quickly, that's definitely a red flag, right? That's not exactly someone who's just like, you know. So yeah, you look out for those things. Don't go on dates with guys who turn text conversation sexual before you meet them, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, that's what I'm working on. I just don't know if I'm like giving off a vibe. I mean, I am 4'9", so I feel like men a lot of the time do hypersexualize me because of my height. Like, I'm fun sized and, you know, all this stuff. Like,
okay.
You know, I feel like the conversation tends to turn sexual because it has to do with my height. Or like, have you ever been with a guy that's 6 foot? And it's like, yes, I have. Great. It's nothing. Like, the body parts are still the same. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I think you just have to continue to have an open dialogue about that. And just, it's kind of one of those things you kind of have to take the good with the bad, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're better off still being proactive dating. You're better off still putting yourself out there at the risk of being discouraged more often than not. But the things that you, I think you can control are just, you know, not going on dates with guys who sexualize the conversation before you even have a chance to meet, who seem pushy, even on the first dates. Again, it sounds like you're doing some things. Don't put yourself in a position where sex is even on the table on the first date. Get a feel for them. Let them, you know, and eventually you'll meet a guy who is enjoying, like, again, don't feel, try not to feel sexualized, even though some guys, I mean, because guys, you know, don't feel like you're worse off than any other woman, for better or worse, about men's ability to make women feel sexualized. I'm sorry about that. It's not great.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you have this, I'm 4'9". Am I even more sexualized than the average woman? Maybe, I don't know, to a certain degree, but guys, we, you know, suck.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, don't get discouraged. You're not doing anything wrong, it sounds like, per se. You know, it sounds like you're maybe feeling like a lot of, I think, women do, is feeling like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place of, like, going along with being sexualized or not seeming fun or interesting, or he won't like me and things like that. Be fine with certain guys who just want to have sex not liking you. It's fine.
That was a good one.
You don't like a lot of them either. You know, it's like, it's just a thing our ego does to ourselves to feel like, well, we'll make sure they all like you, even if you don't like them. So be okay with that.
True. I'm just trying to get to a second date without having to put out. So.
Well, you don't but I'd hate that you feel that way, right? And
yeah.
I can assure you, that's not getting you second dates, other than the fact that it's not, you know, like, it's not for the right reasons, so to speak.
No, definitely not.
And if you not putting out is not getting you to second dates, these are clearly guys who are just hooking up. So, like, again, you're no different than any other guy or any other woman that there who won't put up. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel like yeah. you're doing something wrong. Have it mentally not be on the table for you. And then by that, you're like, you're, it's not even, again, it's not even part of the conversation. So if it comes up, you're just like, what are you doing? Like in your mind, that yeah. kind of state of mind is, you don't feel it. It's not normal for an expectation of sex to be on the table on a first date. If it happens, great. But the feel that you feeling this pressure is not a normal pressure. And I think you're creating in your head that's driving it a bit. So just try to get that out of your head if you can.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. How's it going?
Hi, I'm Danielle and I'm 24.
Hi, Danielle. How can I help?
So basically I'm going through a super rough breakup right now. So I'm 24. This was my first serious boyfriend. I was his first serious girlfriend and things were going super great. And then one day he just out of the blue broke up with me.
I'm sorry.
And I mean, there's different issues there. He has depression issues. I have some bad anxiety issues, and I think that kind of made a weird combination. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just hurts so bad. Like, I thought people were exaggerating when they talked about how bad this hurts.
Yeah, no, it can really suck. Really, really bad. How long are you guys dating for?
9 months.
Okay. And how long ago did you guys break up?
Like a week and a half.
Okay. I guess what's your general question? Just like, why does this suck and how can I get over it? Or are there some specific questions you have?
Well, so when I wrote in because I had basically convinced myself that he did this because of his depression. So when I first wrote in, I was just wondering how I can help him and how I can help him if he doesn't want to be helped.
Yeah.
But then I kind of talked to him and I was like, is this because of your depression? And at first he said, no, I just don't want a relationship. And then I said, okay, well, I'm not giving up on you because you told me this was going to happen and you were going to push people away. He told me that at the beginning. Yeah. And then so I said, I'm not giving up. And then he was like, you can't be doing this. Like, I can't go to sleep now. I'm not going to be able to sleep, this and that. And I said, okay, well, let's talk at a later time. I waited a couple days and I sent him a text and I was like, can we have like a last like closure talk? And he said, there's nothing to talk about. And that's the last I heard from him. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. The whole breakup doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure so many people listening can relate. I can relate to this feeling and experience. It's, how honest do you want me to be here about the possibilities? You know, I know you're hurting right now. I guess the important thing for you is to, it's always about acceptance when it comes to breaking up. Right? What you're feeling now, it's really raw. You can't get away from that. That's just going to happen. You almost have to just let it take its course. Like, you know, catching a cold. It's just like, you're going to just have to pass through the body, so to speak. That's going to be normal for everyone, assuming you cared about the relationship, right? Now, there's always a point that a lot of people, and I've done this, and a lot of people, especially in their first heartbreak, will extend that kind of grieving period for things that they do that they don't need to experience, you know, and I've said this multiple times, there's that first one that's really hard, right? And I've had other breakups minus my first one, and each of them got easier, and not the initial hurt. The initial hurt, no matter what, is always just as painful because of how you feel, right? And there's nothing you can do, no matter the perspective you have, no matter if you're just like, I know I'll get over it, I know I'll be okay, but that initial hurt is there. It's the things that we do once we just like experience that first couple of weeks, and when we can slowly start to get better, we often don't allow ourselves to do that. And we do that because we have a hard time letting go, giving up. We get in our head, we try to understand things that are just not meant to be understood, because sometimes we don't want to understand them. And to understand them is to just kind of say out loud, they don't want to be with me anymore. And that really hurts to sometimes say that out loud. You know, maybe it's because there is another girl. I don't know. These are all possibilities, and maybe there's some truth to all of it. Maybe there's not one specific girl, but maybe it's the idea of wanting to date other people. You guys don't have a lot of experience. That hurts to hear. I understand. But it's okay in the grand scheme of things, right? I've always said this before. Right now, you're hurting so much that you're not acknowledging the things about the relationship that you weren't okay with. And I don't know how you feel about that. And I don't know if you're going to be like, well, I was just generally happy, even though he did X, Y, and Z. But those things matter, right? There's no perfect relationship, right? And since you're not together, now is a good time to focus on the things that you didn't like, right? Assuming that it's not going to work out, that in your next relationship, whenever that's going to be, you can try to not have those things you didn't like in your next relationship, right? There might be other things you don't like, but who knows?
Right.
The fact, this little thing he said in the beginning, maybe he didn't mean it that way. It's such a fuck you manipulative thing to be like, just so you know, I push people away. Setting yourself up for no matter what happens the next 10 years to let you know that you're the fighter, you're the fixer. And again, I've been there. A lot of people have been there of not wanting to let go. And just that little planting that seed he did is like, is going to make you want to fight, right? It's going to make you feel justified to be there for him through his depression, even though he, quite frankly, it sounds like doesn't want your help. He wants to break up, you know? And it's not because of his depression, is my guess. And even if it is, even if it is, that's his depression. That's his journey. You're not his mom or sister. You're not family, even though it felt like you were, you know? And so I just think the hurt you're feeling is normal, and I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do. Just know that you're not alone, and it sucks, and don't judge yourself. Yeah. But the things that you can do to try to get over this are not try to understand the why. The why is people sometimes break up. I know that sounds a bit cold right now for you, but it should make you feel at least not alone in the fact that this happens to people. The wake going to bed feeling anxious of hurt and then waking and then falling asleep out of pure exhaustion just because you're just exhausted from hurting only to wake up. And as soon as you wake up, you literally feel that anxiety fill up your body to start another day. I know exactly how it feels. It'll pass, but you got to let it pass, right? Each day will get better, but you got to try to not obsess about the moments you miss. I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but like you really got to try to focus on things that you didn't like, right? Think about the things that you want in a relationship that you didn't get. You know, I'm sure he's a great guy, but he's not a perfect guy. It wasn't a perfect relationship. You guys broke up, right?
No, and I guess, it felt so perfect. That's the thing too, is like,
it's first love. God, it's such a drug. It's just like, it's so great because you've never felt it before. But I can promise you, you're going to find better relationships. You just, and at the risk of sounding condescending, don't know the difference. It's your first time. You know, it's your first time connecting with someone, and that's great and exciting, but you also don't have a lot of experience what it's like to connect with other people, and you will. You just have to give it time and just have faith that this isn't, and I struggled with that in my first relationship. I just couldn't let go to all the great feelings I felt with her, even though there were plenty of bad and frustrations and arguments. But that first feeling of love, I had such a fear that I wouldn't find it with anyone else. It seems so improbable because of how strongly I felt about her, and that in the first 18 years of my life, I've never felt that before. And it, seems so logical. It's like, it took me 18 years to like find this.
18 of us.
How am I going to find this again? It's so great. But I just had to let go. And it took me so long to do that. I hope that it doesn't take you just as long. And I hope if you accept it, because I promise you, there are other people you're going to love more. I'm certain of it. I know it doesn't feel that way.
It's super true, though.
I don't know you, but I'm certain of that. I'm certain of it.
Yeah. I guess, and it's just hard letting go of the worry that I have for him, which everyone keeps making fun of me for that. They're like, he's not worrying about you. Don't be worried about him. But like when I first met him, he was drinking like handles of liquor every couple days. He was.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. That's a bit toxic. That's a very dependent relationship. You felt special because he needed your help. That's not a healthy relationship. It's not normal. Okay. You deserve something better.
Yeah.
In that relation, you know, you can feel just as in love and more in love with someone who doesn't need you to not have a drinking problem.
Right.
Right.
I guess. Yeah.
And that makes you
like when he would tell me,
it would make you feel special and I get it. Trust me. A lot of people listening get it. And when you get sad, just give yourself permission to be sad. It's okay to be sad. Don't judge yourself, but don't also, again, just because you're sad, we've said it before, doesn't make him special. You can be sad and you can hurt without making you feel like you can't move on because of how sad you are.
Yeah.
You know? And don't feel like you have to go at the same pace as him. If he's out on Tinder dating, doesn't mean you have to start now because maybe you're not ready and that's okay. But you can like let go, right?
Yeah.
You just have to give yourself permission to just say, I'm going to be okay. Start telling yourself, I'm going to be okay. I have a lot to offer someone. I'm going to love again. I know you don't believe it and feel that, but you saying this to yourself will help. I promise you. I promise you it will. Right now, he's this a drug you're having a hard time getting over. It was a good drug. But we don't get over our addictions of our whatever we are addicted to by having cheat days, right? By like, and a cheat, like you having a cheat day would be watching a movie you used to watch together, even thinking and obsessively lying in bed, thinking about happy times, stalking his Instagram. Like that's like taking that hit of sugar when you're trying to get off of sugar, you know, it makes it harder. You relapse, you know? So try not to indulge in those things. They're going to make you relapse and drag it out.
Yeah.
I know it's really fucking hard. I'm sorry. I see you're hurt.
So I know. Bad. I can see you hurt so
you're
bad
not
too.
Alone. You're not alone.
I'm just going to tell you, like, listen to Nick. And this is sounds so dumb, but this is just like girl on girl right now, right? So, like, I seriously went through what you went through. And it was the longest, like, craziest thing. And I was upset, crying, everything he's saying, Instagram, like the whole thing, crying at night, thinking of all the things I could have done different, thinking how he doesn't know he needs help, thinking about all these things, thinking about the things I used to do for him and be like, who's going to do those things for him now?
Yeah.
And I literally had this conversation, the exact conversation, and I was like, he's going to figure it out and I'm going to be fine and I'm going to take that trip by myself or I'm going to take it with my friends or I'm going to do whatever. I can see how upset you are. So I just want you to know, it's been 6 months for me, girl. I'm living my best life right now. So you will find something else next. You will.
And 6 months feels like forever right now. It'll go by fast. It'll go by fast.
So fast.
But it's what you're going through right now is going to, you're going to look back and you're going to appreciate this pain. You will. It'll be a beautiful moment in your life. And it will be like, well, that really fucking sucked, but I'm thankful I lived it. You're going to appreciate life a little bit more. I think heartbreak is a great and beautiful thing that everyone should experience at some point, hopefully early on in their life. But there's a lot to be gained from it.
As a guy, so he was so good to me, so nice. Never once like disrespectful, name calling, fighting, none of that. And then, so even during the breakup, he sat there for 3 hours while I just yelled at him, basically, like, why are you doing this? Blah, blah, blah. And he just said, I turned off my emotions. I'm numb to it. And then since then, he's just been cold. And I don't understand how you can just flip.
Quite frankly,
because there was never signs of it.
He's doing you a favor.
He's doing you
a favor. What I fear for you is in 3 or 4 months, you start moving on, he gets bored and comes back in your life, and then this thing that you guys have goes on for 4 years, only for you guys to realize he's not your person.
I thought about that.
I think he's doing you a favor by, quite frankly, doing what he's doing. He's doing it the right way. It hurts right now, but he is being clear. He's being definitive. He's not being wishy-washy. He's not trying to keep you hanging on while he sees if there's something better, but just in case he's not sure, he keeps you on the sideline. He's not doing that. And that would be worse. It might not feel worse right now. It would give you some hope, but it's way more toxic. He's doing you a favor. I promise you you're gonna be fine. Just know that. Tell yourself that.
I'm gonna be fine.
You gotta keep saying that. Say it out loud when you're alone. It really does help, I promise.
Okay.
He was fine. He wasn't special. All right. You're gonna be okay. I wish I could give you a hug right now. You need to spend some time making a list of things you hated about him. I'm serious. It helps.
And it helps so much.
It helps.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try it. I'll try anything right now.
All right. You're gonna be okay. And just new and raw, and you're gonna appreciate this. I promise.
It's been helpful knowing that I'm not alone, because when this happened, it just feels like nobody's ever felt this before in their life.
So many people have. You're gonna be fine, and you'll be thankful you did. I promise.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
How's it going?
Hey, my name's Nicole. I'm 25 years old. Hi.
How can I help?
Okay. So I hooked up with my roommate's best friend like 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe. And I guess my problem is that my feelings just go up and down, like from like 0 to like totally 100, like ready to date, picturing our whole future together. And then like the next day I'll be like, oh my gosh, definitely totally wrong. Like, can't believe I thought that. Like,
when you say your roommate's best friend, is your roommate a male, female? Is his roommate?
My roommate's a female. Her best friend's a guy.
Okay. And your dilemma, other than not sure how you feel about this guy you've hooked up with, like, what's the relationship with your roommate? Does that make it complicated, or is that just providing some context?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. So she's like totally cool with everything. She's like sort of backed off. She's like, I'm not going to meddle, even though like I want to meddle, but like, I'm happy for you as long as you're both happy. Like, as long as no one's an asshole, like, I don't really care how it goes.
Okay.
So that part we're totally fine with, but I do feel like it puts extra pressure on me. Like, if things don't work out, it just feels like as soon as things start, like they have to go all the way to like being in a relationship like immediately. And it's hard for me to like separate like, oh, like, could we just date? Because I actually met up with him last week and basically told him like, I'm not really comfortable being in the gray zone, like, and I'm not ready for a relationship. So let's just like be friends for now. But then as soon as I told him that,
like, that's the gray zone,
almost though. Immediately after, I was like, I'm ready to date. But I didn't tell him that because I was like, I'm sure. cycling back and forth.
Do you realize that even you saying that, you're like, I don't like the gray zone, but can we just be in the gray zone? Because you've already hooked up and you're like, well, let's just be friends. And you got to appreciate from his point of view, if he likes you, that's like, well, what the fuck does that mean?
Wait, okay. But I said the gray zone as in like still hooking up at parties or like seeing when we see each other, and now like just friendship.
Okay. So you cut the hooking up part out.
Yes.
But like, what is your intention?
That's so gray.
Well, so sure, in the sense of, because it's like, well, what are your intentions? What does this friendship mean to you? Because it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I mean, we weren't close friends before. Like, I would say he was around semi-frequently and we always had like positive interactions with each other, but we were never hanging out like one-on-one.
Okay.
There's not really like I don't know. I guess we're going back to being acquaintances. I don't know.
Acquaintances.
That's why I'm stressed.
Acquaintances where you go to a party, he's there, he's flirting with another girl, and you are indifferent.
Yeah, that's but I don't know if I mean. Would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem. But I feel like I can't tell him that without
confusing
like,
him?
Jumping right back into like dating.
Well, why can't you date?
I feel like as soon as I agree to like do that, that's when I am like, oh, wait, no, I don't like him.
Well, okay, I get that. But dating, you can date, right? Dating being, there are some, I always describe it as expectations, right?
Right.
What are the expectations? Expectations in a marriage are different than expectations in an engagement, are different than expectations of in a serious relationship, are different than expectations you have, you know, dating, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are all stages in a relationship. So you hooked up. That obviously fast forward some expectations potentially.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with dating, which is like, I want to keep hanging out with you and I don't want to act like we're platonic friends because I'm attracted to you and I like you, but we still have to get to know each other. So it seems insane to all of a sudden commit to only each other when there's a lot we don't know. So for maturely opening to, you know, both do that, there is an obstacle knowing that your roommate is his best friend. So it's like hard for you to feel like the independence to like still be on a dating app and maybe go on another date or knowing that he's on another date. Because most of those times in the world, you know, it's kind of like don't ask, don't tell. That other person might be dating and they're allowed to because I'm doing the same thing and we're not really talking about that. And that's normal because you're dating, because you're getting to know each other. And when that takes the next step of like advancing the expectations of maybe defining the relationship and being exclusive, then you like introduce things like trust and accountability and limitations in a relationship. Right. So,
right. But how do I fight the feeling of like, as soon as I agree to go on a date with him and then the next minute I want to cancel it and tell him we need to go back to being friends? I think that's my real problem. And then as soon as I say that, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go on a date. And it's just like...
therapy? I don't know.
Oh, crap.
I mean, I'm teasing. There's also nothing wrong with therapy in a sense that, yeah, that's a little nutty.
Right. And like, I don't want to... yeah, exactly. So that's why I was like, okay, we just have to go back to being friends because I don't want to be the person who's like jerking him around.
But every time you do that, you're jerking him around.
So yeah, here's what exactly. I think you're trying to be honest without being honest with him. And the honest answer is what you're saying is like, listen, I like you. I'm this dynamic is freaking me out. Here's how I feel. Tell him what you just told us. I don't know how he's going to respond, but at least it's honest. And at least it does let him know that you actually care about him more than just being like, let's just be friends. Because it's going to, if he likes you, how that's going to feel to him is like, well, fuck. She's able to hook up with me and then act like she doesn't give a shit if I do flirt with someone else. Wow, she really fucking hates me. You know, how would you take it if he did the same thing to you?
I know, I would feel like crap.
You That's would feel worse.
Like, we should just be friends.
No, but saying we should just like, why can they be friends with me? Why don't they give a shit? Why isn't it awkward?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? So that's how you would probably feel if you liked him. And we sometimes forget to put ourselves in the other person's point of view. So if you're just honest with them about saying, I don't know, listen, I got some shit to work out. I plan on working out, but this is how I feel. I like you, but when we set expectations, I panic and then I want to push you away. And I'm not saying that to like make you want to chase me. I'm just trying to be honest as possible. So maybe we do slow things down and maybe I need to figure some things out. But just so you know, I do like you and I'm not indifferent to you.
Okay.
At least that's honest. It might be still confusing, but that's honest, you know?
Okay.
And then he can't throw things back in your face. Because if you start pretending to be something you're not, if you start pretending to be indifferent when you're not indifferent, that's something you can throw in your face in the future.
Right. That's true. I guess. Okay. So the other element of it is that he's always like, I'm an emotional person. So that was part of the reason I also wanted to take a step back. Cause I just feel like I'm not as emotional.
Well,
I don't know how to deal with it.
That's just something you two will figure out whether you're compatible or not. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are two different things we're talking about. In a dating situation, those are things you figure out, right?
Right.
You have to allow yourself to be okay with figuring those things out without arbitrarily just pushing him away because you set a date to go on a date, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the Along Came Polly of like, hey, do you want to go out? Like, I think I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's great.
No,
where she's like totally manic at first, where she calls him up to like agree to a date and then be like, I don't know. I think I have plans. Go watch Along Came Polly.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
Go watch Along Came Polly
for sure.
Okay.
All right. You will relate to Jennifer Aniston's character.
Okay.
But So, and then if you agree to just get to know him, go on dates, invite some expectations, then you figure out whether you're compatible. You agreeing to date him and get to know him is not agreeing to have five kids together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make that mental leap.
I know it sounds so obvious, but
I don't want kids.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'm not ready for carpool.
Yeah. What are you asking of me? you're just agreeing to dinner and maybe some sex. You know, you've already had sex.
I know.
And he's, you know, did he freak out when you said, let's be friends?
No, he said he doesn't really care if he gets hurt, though. And I was like, okay, I don't want to hurt you.
You know, that's romantic and mature, and he might be lying to himself, but at least he handled that in a way that said, hey, I'm willing to take a shot.
Okay, okay. And so I'm allowed to, like, just go along with that and, like, not constantly be worried that he will get hurt.
Or maybe you'll get hurt. You know, maybe you're protecting yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, he sounds like he's super into you. Somebody who would say that is like, I am so down with this girl. Whatever she wants, I'll do. Just don't wait too long, because then you'll be like wishy-washy, and then he'll go find somebody who really appreciates him, and then you'll be like, shit, I wish I had that.
Right. That's my other fear.
Yeah, listen.
The odds are
without knowing you and without knowing him, that if you try to date him, you'll date for a couple years and break up. This is the odds, just because that's what happens. Odds being you're looking for one. But and then he might be sad or you might be sad, but like, fuck it. That's life and that's dating, and just go for it. Like, what are you going to do? Just like not do it because you're going to like imagine all the possible scenarios of what happened that includes me. You know, like, and just she'd be like, you know what? It's just easier not to do this.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to worry about like who gets the car.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what if we buy a couch and then break up? And like, I don't, do we cut it
in
half?
Then who gets
the couch? We should just not date.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is a little insane. But
it's listen, you're not alone.
In perspective.
It's normal. I'm guilty of that a little bit as well.
A little bit.
So, yeah. But I don't know. It sounds like you just fucking date the guy.
Okay.
And all the things that you don't know if you like about him and he'll like you, that's why you date.
Okay. That's a good point. I was half expecting you to say like, oh no, your feelings change all the time, so that means you don't like him. But
again, there might be some things you need to work on yourself that might require therapy or just seeing along, but like these are normal things, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like, just figure it out.
It sounds like you like him.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you know for sure if you love him or you will like him in a month.
Yeah.
But right now, there's things about him you like and want to explore more. No matter what you get learned about him, I can just a heads up, there will be things you don't like about him.
Right.
Okay. Are some of those things that you are okay to deal with? And some of those things might not be. You know, he might be more emotional than you, and that might balance you out in a way that you appreciate. Those were things that you guys will figure out how to communicate. It might turn out that like in 3 months, you can't look at him because he's so emotional that it disgusts you. That's also a possibility. And then you break up. You know, like, I don't know the answer. That's why you date.
So like on those days, I'm like, that's exactly how it would turn out. And then the other days I'm like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah. And there's probably going to be a little bit of a balance. And then you figure it out, right? You figure out how you guys mesh and communicate. And then you learn each other's love languages. He learns about like what makes you tick. How does he connect with you, and vice versa? He learns how you receive love, right? And then he learns how you give love. And then you learn the same about him. It's all dating. And then again, most likely you guys will realize that, you know, I'm just figure it out. I don't know. He still might be the most amazing person. And then you'll get married and have those 5 kids. You'll be super happy. And then thank me for saving your life.
Okay. And cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeah. You'll have a great couch.
Yeah. And you might.
And Ben Stiller will be a new hero.
Yeah.
And we'll share the couch forever. Okay.
Breaking up is like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Heartbreak sucks, but it's fine. You'll survive. It's also a lot of fun. You might have some great moments. And if it requires some awkward conversations with your roommate, then you'll deal with it when it happens.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you're just like having these like insane conversations with yourselves with him. And it's just like, what am I doing? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to keep him out of it so he doesn't think I'm actually insane. But
yeah, you're human. And he has his quirks too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Go watch Along Came Polly.
Okay, for real.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
And then like write us back and tell us what you think, because I'm dying to know after you watch it what you think. Like, I'm from serious.
You want to go on a date? No, I don't want to get married.
Do you have a ferret? Yeah,
I have a ferret.
Should I get one?
No. So I think that's what you should do.
Okay. Yeah, that's good advice. It's like way more stable than my current plans. Yeah. I guess wait till he gets back in town and then I'll reach out to him or something.
Or you could just like text him and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's true. We still kind of Snapchat sometimes, so yeah. That wouldn't be super weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You don't have to like get this right in a day or a week.
Okay.
You know, there's no...
No rush.
It's no rush, and there's no like... You know, it's not like make this work or die.
Yeah.
It's just a couch.
Be honest, be considerate, and be, you know, and you'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too. What an episode.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
I think maybe the biggest takeaway on this episode is, you know, breakups. They're a beautiful thing. They suck sometimes, but let's not stop living. Let's not stop dating because breakups are a possibility.
Yeah. Very well said.
Other than that, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks, obviously, to our callers. Don't forget to send in your questions at asknick@castmedia.com, cast with a K. As always, you guys can be anonymous. So know that if you want me to help your life, because I will. And always thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Always sincerely appreciate you guys doing that,
and subscribe.
We will see you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
We'll see you on Wednesday with Chriselle.
We'll see you on Wednesday with Chriselle, dancing with the stars, selling sunset, talking about relationships, life, you know.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Get ready, guys. It's going to be juicy.
Juicy.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.